Your Country Mornings 103.9 KGRT. Ernesto and Cynthia waking you up inside the One Call Plumbing Studios. And Bear fans are going to be so upset after that huge loss to the Eagles in the playoffs. I don't think they're going to recover from this. Bears fans have got to be just disappointed.
I'm sure. They finally like almost got there and they just missed it.
I know. It's been a great year, but it came down to a field goal in case you missed it last night. The Eagles beat the Bears. The game came down to the last play, a 43-yard field goal attempt with 10 seconds left. And the kicker, Cody Parkey, missed it. And now, I want to break this down a bit better here. I've been a huge fan of soccer, right? Mm-hmm. And I've always told you when I watch soccer games, I don't watch the English broadcast.
Yeah, it's really boring.
It's not as exciting as the Spanish one. Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm thinking I'm going to have to watch all the rest of the playoffs in Spanish. Here's why. Take a listen to how the game ended on the English broadcast, okay? Listen closely here. And here's what it was last night on television. Here's the English broadcast of what happened. Take a listen.
43-yard attempt from the right hash mark. And, oh, he hits the upright again. That's impossible. And the Eagles run out onto the field, but there's still 5 seconds. So they've got to get back. He does it again.
Broadcast.
It will be Philadelphia.
Did this hit the upright and the crossbar?
Yeah, it looks like it bounced off the crossbar as well.
Oh my goodness. The Bears' season's going to end on a double doink. Unbelievable.
I don't think I've ever heard that in a playoff game. Double doink. Yeah. So that's the English one. Okay. Now, we have the Spanish one.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you hit the sat button or how this works, but here's the Spanish audio of how that game ended. Take a listen.
La temporada está en el pie de Cody Parkey. 43 yardas. El snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló. Oh. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. No, señor. Los Eagles se van con la victoria. ¡Ay, papá! No, señor. No, señor. Chicago, Chicago. Nos vamos para New Orleans. Philadelphia gana el partido. Le dio el poste. Le dio el poste. Y falló. Parkey falló. Los Eagles ganan el juego. ¡Ay, papá!
You know, that's what I love about Hispanics. Being Hispanic myself, like, we're very dramatic. We're just very dramatic people, and we make things exciting, and they made it exciting, so.
Yeah, they did. Oh, boy, sorry, I hit the wrong audio
button
there.
I know, trying to get me deaf here.
Yeah, no, deaf there. But we make it exciting. That's why, I'm going to have to probably start watching the rest of the playoffs in Spanish.
I didn't know that they did that, but I'm going to have to start.
Yeah.
I don't like Tony Romo's commentary, so I'm just going to start watching it like this now.
I think Tony Romo, once again, making fun of my Cowboys here.
Oh, he's boring, though.
No, he's a
genius. I'm surprised
he
hasn't damaged his vocal cords yet.
I'm telling you what, this guy predicts plays by plays. You better be ready for this.
He's not bad, but the Spanish one is much better.
Okay. The Spanish Tony Romo, you think Tony Romo speaks Spanish?
I doubt it. I very much doubt it.
So, worth staying in tonight?
Oh, my. It's unbelievable.
Your Country Mornings, 103.9 KGRT. Ernesto and Cynthia waking you up inside the One Call Plumbing Studios. Got Jaylene, our intern/producer here. Goes to Mayfield. What's up? Trojans. Yeah, there we go.
Ernesto's trying to be a gangster right now, guys. I wish you were seeing it.
Yeah, there
Don't
you go.
Don't do that again.
Yeah. Hey, what is that? Trojans. Yeah, we like him. Tough loss for the boys team. Good win for the girls team. All right. Jaylene, pay close attention to what Cynthia has to say.
So big alcohol companies are worried about the growing numbers of non-drinkers out there, which is hurting sales. And they're not just talking about dry January here either. It seems young adults these days are drinking less alcohol overall than the generations that came before them. They are staying away from booze because they are more aware of the negative side effects that alcohol causes. According to this thing, older generations were ignorant and young drinkers today are not. So alcohol companies have to figure out how to handle this new situation in the marketplace.
Okay. We're not ignorant, okay? Older generations aren't ignorant. We knew how to have a good time, okay?
I'm having a hard time believing this. Every time I go to bars or something here or El Paso, like, they're packed. So I'm like, where's this happening?
Okay, maybe not around here. Maybe. But I have a feeling, and here's what I think is happening, okay? Mm-hmm. Millennials, like you, and I'm going to say Jaylene, although I think her generation's named something else now. I don't know what they're going to call them. But either way, you younger folks tend to stay at home more these days.
We're more homebodies. Yeah.
So you don't have a lot of money to go drink. I don't think it's a problem.
I know millennials are broke, so we can't afford to go
That's
out.
My point. I think there's a more of a financial problem of why you guys stop drinking alcohol so much than actually, because then you don't have cars, or you have to have your mom drive you to the bar. I mean, come on. It's not going to work.
I pay for my own car. Thanks very much.
I know, but I'm just saying. Okay?
I mean, I also think the older generations, like, it wasn't as frowned upon to drink, like, every day. I mean, I think now younger drinkers, they don't drink every day. It's more like a weekend thing.
Plus, the beer companies have to fight with the same thing that everyone else fights with. Time on that screen, on that phone.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. More people are stuck to their mobile phones.
People
than they
are
want
more
to
antisocial,
drink.
I think, too, so.
Yep.
Today is the birth anniversary of none other than Doc.
Your Country Mornings 103.9 KGRT. Ernesto and Cynthia waking you up inside the One Call Plumbing Studios. You a big fan of 90210?
No.
You didn't like 90210?
I never watched it or the remakes. I don't really care for it.
I watched both of them. And that's it had Luke Perry, Shannon Doherty.
How about Tori Spelling? Were you a fan of her?
Oh, I love Tori Spelling.
Well, she's in some trouble now. She just received a court order for forcing her to pay the $88,000 she owes to American Express. The credit card company sued the actress 3 years ago for failing to pay months of credit card bills, and it's still waiting for her to pay, so Amex got a court order forcing her to cough up the dough. Spelling and her husband, Dee McDermott, have very highly publicized financial problems over the years and have previously been sued by City National Bank for failing to repay a $400,000 loan.
All right, so Tori Spelling, I actually had a little crush on Tori Spelling, I'm not going to lie. Donna, of course, how are you not going to remember Donna? Okay, here's the problem. Mm-hmm. She was born very privileged. Her dad took care of everything.
Wasn't he like a famous director?
Yeah, he was a famous director, Aaron Spelling. He directed a lot of movies, executive producer for a lot of things. And Tori admits that she never had to worry about finances because her late multimillionaire father took care of everything. Now she needs a financial advisor because she clearly has no idea what she's doing. She also has five kids, and the kids have cost of money alone. I could see how she ran up a bill, but to think you're not going to pay
it. Didn't she have her own like reality show, and she was on those like divorce shows?
Not really. I don't remember what she did. She's trying to make a comeback, but it's not going to work. And she's living off fame of this way. But at some point, you know, this is what happens with these kids that are, you know, real rich when they start off, you know, and it just goes down from there. But it just also goes to show the importance. And I think some of our teachers do take the time to show our kids about finances, you know, and if you don't take an extra time to show, like, for example, Jaylene, our intern, if we don't show her how to save some money from her paycheck, she'll spend it all.
Yeah,
because you got to teach her that, and you got to teach her how to balance.
I think she's
it.
Smarter than that, but Tori Spelling.
Want to bet how much money she has in her pocket right now? I bet zero.
Okay, Jaylene, me too.
$2. $2. All right. So anyway, teach your kids about spelling early, or else they could be like Tori. I mean, not spelling. Teach your kids about finances early, or else they'll be like Tori Spelling.
But they'll probably never be a millionaire. Sorry.
Nope, probably not.